also useless. I took an absurd professional pride in getting where I intended to go and in sending my copy to New York on time. But I could not fool myself that my war correspondent's work mattered a hoot. War is a malignant disease, an idiocy, a prison, and the pain it causes is beyond telling or imagining. But war was our condition and our history, the place we had to live in. I was a special type of war profiteer. I was physically lucky and was paid to spend my time with magnificent people. After the victory in World War II, I hung on to the climate of war for another year, since peace was uneasy and unconvincing. At last, in Java, I saw the post-war new style little war and knew I never wanted to see any more of it again anywhere. Probably that pathetic, murderous mess in the East Indies was inevitable. The tall white men had been conquered and debased by short yellow men. Why should anyone accept the white man as master again? The Dutchmen of the Indies returned, like skeletons and ghosts, from Japanese prisons and from building the Japanese death railway through the jungle. Their sick, starved women and children emerged from years in Japanese concentration camps on Java, and immediately they were set upon.